This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you here with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're very familiar with the show, you know what Fridays is, right? Fridays is Xander Gibb Day, so Xander will join us right after the first break, and you know, he has his pulse on the East Coast. He watches some of the different news than I do. We're going to talk about whether the cabinet choices for Mr. Trumpo are too rich. Have you heard that? Have you guys heard that the loons on the left have decided that Donald Trump is making choices of cabinet members that have way too much money? Apparently, what they want, they prefer to have a bunch of losers in those positions. I mean, give me another reason. Give me what else? What else could they possibly be trying to do? What else could they possibly? I know I hit the ground running, didn't I? What else could they possibly trying to be saying? So anyhow, always appreciate the time. If you want to catch me, if you can't hang out tonight, but you want to hear more of the show later, you can always grab it up on the website. But also. Tomorrow, I will be guest hosting for Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. And whole different audience, whole different bunch of topics. But I think you'll enjoy it. So, apparently, I started to tell you this. I think I touched on it or hit on it last night. And I either never finished it or never really dealt with it. But you guys that are... I won't even say Trump supporters. If you're a supporter for change, if you want to see things differently, then you need to get behind Trump. Because the media is not going to give up with this. And neither are the people on the left. They're not going to give up either. They hate the fact that he's doing things so differently, even to the point where they're afraid that we have all these wealthy cabinet choices that are being made. Now, at first, I was thinking of this a little differently. I'm saying to myself, why would they care? What do they want, a bunch of losers in there? They want a Tim Geithner in there who couldn't do his own taxes? Ah. Then as I read a little further and looked at a couple of other stories that popped up, they're kind of brain dead. They have selective recall. This is why they hate the interweb. Former Hillary Clinton spokesman Jesse Ferguson, he scoffed at the billionaires and the millionaires. Right? What is it? Bessie DeVos, $5 billion. Wilbur Ross, almost $3 billion. Steve Mnuchin, about $40 million. Who did it? Tom Price, $13 billion. Elaine Chao. What is it? Chao? Did I do that right? Yeah. Okay. But he forgot... He forgot all these other people that he had. You're looking at me kind of weird. You going to get ready to throw up, are you? Yeah, okay. So, if you really want to lay the numbers out as they sit now, let's just go through a couple of these. right? Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker, her net worth is only about $2.4 billion. Billion. Right? She's the Commerce Secretary.
Right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Secretary of State John Kerry, who is on wife number two, I believe. First one has some money, too. He's married to the heiress to the Heinz fortune. He's worth right now, right as he sits now, if he goes home and sits in the living room, he's worth over $200 million. And the one before him, what was her name? Clinton. That's right. She's worth well over $200 million. I'm kind of confused as to what the left feels is worth too much money. I don't. Is there a line?
Yeah, it's R and
D. When you hit over 20 billion or 20 million, that's too much or something? I don't get it. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert McDonald, whose net worth is estimated at $12 million. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, worth over 11. Maybe as high as 51. They're not sure. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, she's worth a little over 6. Oh, she's a pauper with the rest of these people, isn't she? $6 million? That's nothing. They think she might be worth, too, as much as $25 million as well. Now, Secretary of Energy Ernst Moniz is worth $5.4 million. And these and they've grown in their wealth, because these numbers are as of the end of 2014. But think about the hypocrisy. See, this is where you guys, where we miss it, I'll say. And I'll say we, because I don't always hit these right on either.
People rejected their salaries like Trump did?
they definitely didn't need them. No. I'll bet you those people didn't reject salaries at all. I'll bet you they're more than happy to take the American taxpayer dollars. Don't you think? You know, you can find that story. You can find great story up on Alan West's website, alanwestrepublic.com. But isn't it interesting how they have, again, it's selective. I told you, I've been telling you guys forever, they don't want equality. They want control. Seriously. When Xander Gibb joins me, I'm going to save a couple of these stories for him, because he loves this crazy stuff. A libtard said that the OSU cop rushed the judgment by shooting the attacker. What do you want him to do? Bring a prayer blanket and hope to get him to pray? Yeah, I'm being stupid because that was stupid. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side on GCN Live. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, truly, truly, I thank you for being with me this evening. And I do truly appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Let me bring him right in, because I always have a good time when he's on the show with me. Xander Gibb joins me live from a secret bunker on the East Coast. Standard, thanks for being with me today.
It is a pleasure, sir.
Yeah, well, yeah, so the pleasure's all yours. I mean, yeah, okay. As long as we get this, as long as we get that straight, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so you know what? You and I were talking, or we were talking during the break, and it is a story that we've already done to a degree, but I want to hear your take on this, because, I don't know, you were thrown out of the community, weren't you? Didn't you tell me that the gay community now said you had to get back your card or something? I don't know what it was.
I had to get my fact badge back.
Oh!
LGBTQABCDFG community. And, you know, whilst I kind of don't wish them any harm, I don't want to be part of any community that wants to tell me how I should think and then wants to hate me. me for not thinking how they think. So, you know, if I wanted that, I would still be a Democrat.
Oh, God. Now, you know, you kind of had the same take that I had on it. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, look, these people teach you how to flip houses. They teach you how to make money. They teach you, you know, how to, right? And the complaint is from one of the writers, and this is where I kind of, I just said, this doesn't make any sense to me. There's got to be something else here. So one of the writers is upset that the church that they attend, the evangelical Christian church that they attend, doesn't believe in same-sex marriage. So I'm thinking, but the show isn't about religion. The show isn't about same-sex marriage.
No.
Right?
In fact, if anything, the show is probably gayer than any other show on the TV because they talk about shiplap and they put up window dressings or window treatments and all of this. So it's kind of a bit of a dichotomy. But what they do in the show is the gayest stuff ever. And then there they are being accused of being gay. I'm sure there are more gay people watch that show for tips on how to dress your house than any other show on the planet.
Oh, God. And that's kind of my irritant here, is that nobody... And it's not... If these were Buddhists, if this is a Buddhist couple or whatever, and somebody's coming to get them against them, I'd say the same thing. You're not tuning into that show to learn about their religion or their marital habits or their eating habits. You're learning how to, you know... I get... Do they flip houses? Is that what it is?
They do, yeah. They take kind of run-down houses. They help people to kind of, you know, turn them into a home, essentially. But, you know, the thing is, I don't want to be so invested in any TV show that I have to agree with everything that I do agree with them in this instance, but I don't want to be that invested in any TV show that I watch that I have to know and agree with all of their ideologies or the places that they go, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And again, I don't have to agree with certain things, but I definitely, sure as heck, don't want certain things shoved down my throat and me forced to watch or not watch. Last I checked, I think we have, what do we have, like 9,000 stations on Time Warner? So you don't have to watch the show.
No.
Right? There's other places you can go. Now, so I'm gonna switch gears on you like I always love to do with you here. The left is up in arms over this whole the cabinet that Trump is choosing. They're billionaires, they're multimillionaires, they're right, all this stuff that's going on. And I'm thinking to myself, do we want losers in there? I don't think we want losers in there. And second, what I'm thinking here is, did they not forget? And I just went down the list. I just want to kind of get your take on this. Did they not forget that John Kerry is in, you know, Secretary of State's in the cabinet? The man is worth over $200 million, and the Secretary of State just before John Kerry was also worth, well, we don't know what she's worth. She's got her money all over the place, but at least $200 million for the Clintons, right?
Yeah, but wasn't there that statute that was written 20 years ago that said that anybody that's working as part of someone's cabinet can't have more than $5 in the bank? Oh, wait, no, that wasn't a statute. So what's the problem? I don't get it.
Well,
it's just jealousy, surely.
Well, it's they're trying to point that they're the elitist. The Dems still haven't figured out that they lost, and they lost because they were the elitist. They wouldn't pay attention to the regular working class person, right?
Exactly. I think that this landslide victory for Donald Trump spoke volumes about how fed up your average person is with the way that this country has been run.
Yeah.
And it's not even the last 8 years. You know, it goes back further, you know, further and further than that. But you know, I have a message for Democrats that have a problem with the result of this election. Get over it or move.
I hear Canada. Well, no, their machine can't take all the applications. You go to Mexico. I'm sure Mexico would love to have you. All right, so let's hit a couple of these. Is there a topic in particular you want to hit on? Because I know sometimes I monopolize the conversation, even though it is my mic, but I don't mind sharing.
I just Well, I actually just wanted to say that, no, you can't go to Canada now because President Justin Castro is kind of, you know, changing his formula on which Americans he wants to. And do you know he was Fidel Castro's son? Did you know that?
No, really? I mean,
yeah.
Are we gonna? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. All right. So I can't even say this woman's name. Namiki Konst. Okay, she said that the OSU... Oh, wait, did I come close?
I mean, no idea. I just think it sounds like a disease.
It sounds like something you don't want to... Yeah, you don't want to share with it, right? Yeah.
No.
That's disgusting. She said the OSU cop rushed to judgment by shooting the attacker. Now, she's a progressive media pundit, and she's under fire for her comments accusing the Ohio State University officer, Alan Haruko, of having rushed to judgment by shooting terror suspect Abdul Razak Ali Artan Muhammad Akuku, who carried out an attack at the school this past Monday. Now, this is amazing. And you know, you know that Senator Kaine, the guy that was going to be, that might have been our vice president, you know, you saw his tweet about the senseless act of gun violence. Apparently now butcher knives come under the category of guns.
But, of course. For a ban on all knives and all cars right now.
This just doesn't make any... Anyway, but think about that. Here another left-wing loon who has decided that she actually went on to say, and I don't want to play the whole thing here, but she went on to say that we need to teach our police officers. This is a movie out of the 1970s. How to shoot these weapons out of people's hands. How to not just shoot to kill. And guess what? You're going to have to hold that till after the break because we have to pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. We'll have some fun on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Secret. I love Alice Cooper. That was my music in the 70s. That was my kind of stuff, and I thought it was great. And who knew he'd become a born-again Christian and still bite the heads off of frogs. I don't know. That's what he used to do in the 70s. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and having a good time. I'm going to bring him right back in. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always have a good time when he's on with me. Xander, you have a show on that's every day, X-Red. I keep wanting to roll the rest of it off my tongue, but I'm not going to. Tell people.
I know,
about,
right?
Yeah, well, because it flows so cool, you know. But
it does, yeah, but I decided to drop the daily because it was on a night. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, but it's a day somewhere. See? Put them
in Australia the next day.
There you go.
You know. Hello, welcome to X-Rad from Dan Under.
So, tell people where they can find you, and well, maybe not physically where they can find you, but tell them where they can find you online.
Yeah, that's top secret. I'm in the witless relocation program. You can find me.
The Dems put them in there because they don't think any of us have any. Go ahead.
They did. 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And you can find me at xandergibb.com. And also, you can find the show on Facebook Live, thanks to the Messinas.
Oh, all right. Sure, if you say so. That's right. And I get 10 cents a view, so get over there. Anyhow, so we were talking about how this loon, this liberal, I mean, hardcore liberal blogger, said if the cop had just didn't rush to judgment. All right, so I'm just trying to figure out at what point in time can I go, you know, how many people do you have to slash? How many waves of the the butcher knife? When at what point can I go, he may try to hurt somebody? Think about this. Don't throw up.
Well,
think about it.
The cop should have also taken into consideration that this guy might have had a very hard life, and maybe he needed to slash a few more people. I mean, get a grip! If you're a danger to the public, and you get shot while being a danger to the public, who have you got to blame but yourself?
There's a meme going around. I don't know how true this is, but apparently the feds are looking into his writings. He had stuff up on Facebook and other places. And the thing that he hated, one of the things he hated the most, was that people accused his religion of being full of people that were violent and wanted to hurt others.
Wait, wasn't that dichotomy. He was upset because people accused his religion of being violent. So then as a result to that accusation, he goes and proves them right by being violent.
Yeah, and, well, see, that proves what Mr. Oblamo's been telling us for years, is that we're causing all this trouble. Because we say they're like this, they step up to the plate and become this. This is just nuts. It's nuts at any level.
Here's the thing. To liberals, that is logical.
No, there isn't enough. Look it. You couldn't take enough hits off a crack pipe for that to be logical. I don't care who you are.
I'm not going to touch this injury.
Coward. All right. Let me see. I'm just going to jump all over the place with you. I got a whole boatload of stories to get through, and I'll.
Can I just stop you very quickly?
Stop me slowly if you want. Go ahead. Yeah.
Someone in the feed said, someone called Samuel Garcia, I'm going to name him and shame him, said, Joe, first of all, I wanted to say hello. You seem like a Hillary voter, so I stayed away. I mean, what kind of crack is this guy smoking?
I know. What did he listen to the show for 7.5 minutes when I was making fun of Hillary voters? You know, trying to act like one? That's hilarious. Yeah, apparently he's not read anything on the website either. God. See, that shows you where we're coming from as a whole, where people are coming from. All right, listen. You know the CEO who threatened to kill Trump? You know he lost everything? The guy's name was Matt Harrington. He lost everything for threatening to kill Trump. You know, he was up on, a stupid Twitter thing or what have you. He goes, I'm going to kill the president-elect. Somebody said, man, you shouldn't really put that stuff up there. You're going to have the FBI on your, you know, basically on your front porch. He said, Secret Service, bring it on. He said, nope, I'm going to get a sniper rifle. I'm going to perch myself where it counts. I'm going to find a bedroom in the White House, and I'm going to blank that mother blanker. And,
blank.
Oh, yeah. Now, think about something. There was no outcry on this. Nobody on the left went out of their minds with this. Okay.
But imagine reversing the scenario on someone saying about Barry, you know?
Well, yeah, and the FBI finally, I mean, the Secret Service actually did act on it. His board of directors, you know, they did the whole thing and they checked him out, and his board of directors let him go. He lost his job, he lost his house, he lost his family. And, you know, not that I wish this on anybody, but if we need a couple more of these, we need more of these loons who talk about doing this. The guy that put up the poster, the painting, whatever the heck it is in L.A., where there was a bullet hole in Trump's head and blood coming to Trump's eyes. This is what the mural was all about. They don't see, to them, the violence is okay, right? I mean, when they do it, it's justified and righteous. When we do it, we're racist, bigoted, homophobic, phobophobics, whatever, right?
You know, I have to say, I'm actually so sick of the hate. I'm actually sick to death of it. I'm actually going to stop people contacting me through my website, because some of the stuff that I get sent because I support Donald Trump is just astounding. And this lack of education. I mean, go to the man's website. See what his platform is. Because if you don't do that, you don't have a right to say that he is these things, you know. I mean, you don't have a right to say it anyway. But at least go and get yourself educated before you look even more stupid.
Look.
When you say these. I mean, every day I must get 5 emails saying, Sandra Gaff, how can you be gay and support Donald Trump, who is a homophobe? I mean, I'm just astounded by it.
The man has won more medals. He has won more awards for what he's done for the inner city, for the diversity of people, not caring. Look at, if he is really this mega billionaire that doesn't care about anything but the almighty dollar, do you really think he cares who you're sleeping with or what color your skin is? As long as you can, the only color he would care about is green. So as long as you're turning up the green for his company, he really doesn't care what you're doing after hours. Now, does he?
No. But can you ever imagine gays for McCain?
No.
Or gays for Romney?
Isn't one of McCain's daughters a lesbian, though? Is it?
I don't know, but I guess if he was my dad, I would want to be a lesbian. Did I say that? I apologize. Not.
Yeah. No, I know. Cheney, one of Cheney's kids, is
lesbian. Cheney's
right.
Daughter. is a lesbian.
But even so, Xander, to your point of hate, I wasn't going to go down this road, but I guess we will because, you know, you and I can talk. What irritates me the most is when you don't agree with somebody. You know, we did a show last week, and it was about that story about the Muslims didn't want dogs walked anymore. Because they were disgusting, they were dirty, they were smelly, they were against Sharia law. They didn't want the dogs walked where they could see them near or in the Muslim neighborhoods. So I did that story, and there was 300 or 400 people that commented on it. Well, there was a bunch of people that complained to Facebook that I was allowing Islamophobia because these people were saying Muslims smell. Okay, Muslims stink. You know, Muslims stink. The dogs stink, Muslims stink. I'm going, you know what? Do you know, I still see them. I grew up with the Italian jokes about Italians being greasy and smelly and all that.
Yeah.
You know what? I am greasy and smelly, so says producer Tammy. And so if you want to apply for a producer job, then... But
hey, Tammy, I could do it if you say come over to me. You don't need this guy.
But what bothers me is, you know that old thing, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Yeah, I understand that words can be internally hurtful, but when they take your life over like that, when words get that powerful, that's your fault. That's my own personal opinion. That's your fault. You know, my Uncle Eddie used to say, look at the person saying that. Look at the ignorant person. They're ignorant people that are talking to you like that. Take it for what it's worth. And you know what? If you're making fun of me or my kind or you and your group, you're just an ignorant idiot. I can't do anything for you.
I really hate this divide because first and foremost, we're all human beings. You know, most of us are Americans. Let's look at I've always had this ideology that what is really going to save America is us all working together for the greater good. And that's not some utopian ideology that I've come up with. I actually feel it's possible. Because as Americans, we should be able to put aside our differences to work together for the greater good. And I don't think that's...
Wow, what a great way to end, to go to a commercial. Think about that for a while, people. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Back with Xander Gibb in a couple of minutes. Go heat up your coffee, relieve yourself, do whatever you got to do, but come on back.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Is that Santana? Black Magic Woman? Yeah. The most, in my early career, the most hits, the most nasties that I got was when I made fun of Carlos Santana. I didn't even make fun of him. I actually yelled at him. And he was doing a concert, and he came out of the concert, and he said, he started giving his political viewpoint towards things, and about, you know, immigration and all that other happy garbage. Anyway, so I went off on him. And the emails that I got, the nastiest I got, the response I got was, from one standpoint, it was terrific. From another standpoint, I'm thinking, there was nothing I said that was wrong, and I don't go spend $75 for a concert ticket to hear you tell me about politics. It doesn't work for me. Anyway, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, sir. Actually, on the point you just made, did you know that Mark Wahlberg said this week that celebrities need to stop trying to be politically influential. Most of these Hollywood types have lo- are have no connection to reality, so they don't know what it's like to have to, you know, struggle to pay the rent and struggle to pay the bills. And people make decisions based upon that, not what famous people tell them.
Yeah, I am not a big fan of his as an actor or that kind of, not that I think he's a bad actor, I just don't really watch a lot of his stuff. But I got to tell you something, we grew up together within blocks of each other. When I was a kid, I hung out at my aunt's house a lot on the weekends, and that was in Dorchester, Massachusetts, where the Wahlbergers grew up. That was poor. They were poor people. He is the perfect example of how the American dream is alive, still can happen. You, those people didn't have two nickels to rub together. Those people used to walk to the beach, a beach called, look it up, it was Tin Ann Beach is what it was called, in Dorchester, and it was one of the most polluted bodies of water because it was just stuck in a little area. But they all went down there. They walked down there every weekend and hung out on the beach and just mingled with each other. It was what they had and what they dealt with. And now he could buy the beach and clean it up and still have money left over, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Personally, I don't know Mark Wahlberg, but my brother-in-law went to school with his manager, Steven, and apparently Mark is just like, you know,
guy. I'm sorry. I looked up at the screen, and I'm looking at this heading. It says, Victoria's Secrets is now accused of designing racist underwear.
We have
lost our collective minds. Are we serious? What is it? Certain underwear hurts black people and it doesn't hurt white people, and it's designed that way, right?
Well, it's the color. If it's black, it's racist, and if it's white, it's racist
too.
Oh,
come on! Just God bless America. All right, I gotta calm down.
I'm not shopping there anymore.
Yeah, I could, but I can't. Anyway. I kind of cut you off, but in the last segment, when you talk about the greater good, and it's something that you and I talk about on a regular basis, is we're all Americans. We're not Republicans or Democrats. We're all Americans. We're not conservatives or liberals. We have forgotten that we're Americans first. If we start off there, I think we get so much more done. And to your point, the hatred is party hatred. It's not even an ideology hatred. It's a party hatred, right? Well, I guess it is ideology. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, from the point that I started my show, you know, I was a Democrat when I first started, and I still really have this zeal to actually reach out to the right and have this kind of united front to save the country. But the left paints this picture that there are no Republicans out there that want to dialogue and that won't just follow the party line. But I found that not to be true. You know, I found Dr. Gina. I don't know if she found me or I found her, but you know, I attacked her because she was a Republican, and thank God that she kind of said, you know, hey, wait up, mister, and thank God that she cared enough to want to educate me, because to be honest, that was my the beginning of my political evolution, and if she hadn't reached over to the other side, as it were, you wouldn't be talking to me today.
Well, you reached out to me on something that I said that you actually said it was funny. You said, I can't believe a friend of Dr. Gina's would believe that or say something like that. And that's what sparked our friendship, because I said, no. It either came off wrong or was taken the wrong way, but here's what it is. And now those same people who were calling me out and were hating me are now hating on you.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, I love it. So, so when you
can't... call me a homophobe. I actually want to buy a T-shirt that says homophobe, because I think the terminology is hilarious. How can you be gay and be a homophobe?
You have to get a shirt. Now, you know, other people will take it the wrong way, but you won't. You have to get a shirt that says, I'm a gay man and I'm a homophobe, and I'm proud of it. No, I mean...
You can't wear a shirt that says you're a gay man, because you get beaten up, Joe.
Oh, well, look, I'll get Louie and Guido to walk with you. You'll be fine. You know, but you see what I mean? This, it's so stupid where they come out with these comments. I love when they call black people racist, right? When the black community starts fighting each other, they call another black person racist for saying you could do better. I'm thinking, really? That, how is that racist when somebody's trying to lift you up? I guess the only thing that works is when they try to beat you down. That's okay, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. This even was going on in London 20 years ago when the youth centers were banning clothing from a certain brand that was called NAFNAF, like NAF, because it stood for not another bleeping N-word after fashion. So they banned it, you know. The political correctness just turned on its head.
So at that point, did they do puppy petting sessions at the local schools and community centers to help them cope? You were telling me something during the break that even I missed. Tell us about the puppy petting sessions at college.
Yeah, so this is in Atlanta, Georgia, where stressful, it's so stressful. I beg your pardon. It's the University of California in San Francisco.
Okay, now that makes sense. Go ahead.
Saying that the guy that's writing the article was from Atlanta, but basically saying that things are so stressful for students that the puppies are now in counseling centers for students to visit regularly, or facility staff to bring their pets around to lift spirits. I mean, get a grip. I'm going to do your freaking homework.
I can't stand it. What are these kids going to be in 10 years when they actually have a job, or 5 years when they have a job and the boss actually expects them to show up on time, actually expects them to do their job? What happens if they're in customer service and a customer calls them all kinds of names? What happens then? Right?
Yeah. It's kind of hilarious because, you know, on the first day they'll be saying, and where is the puppy petting room?
Oh my God. Oh, I can't stand it. Hey, check this out. Somebody just sent me this and the numbers, I've used these before. And I've seen these before, but I talked about this earlier too. You know, there's 3,141 counties in the United States. Trump won 3,084 of them. Clinton only won 57. Right? There's 62 counties in New York State. Trump won 46, Clinton won 16. Clinton won the popular vote by, she's up close to 2 million. All right? So if you think about this, if you look at this as a bigger picture, she lost, I talked about this earlier this week, she lost the majority of the acreage in this country. And I don't mean by a little, right? I mean, she, a major part of this country, voted for Trump.
Exactly. And isn't it interesting, only when the Democrats lose, the liberals like Jill Swine, a.k.a. Jill Stein, are calling for the end of the Electoral College. But if Hillary had won via the Electoral College, they would be totally happy with it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, here's the thing. Again, I'll bet you lunch that when this is all said and done, she's going to have about $4 million sitting in her coffers.
I've been saying for days, give that money back. Because for me, it's dishonest. If you say I'm collecting for A, and then you don't spend it on A, you give it back to the people that have given it to you. Otherwise, that's actually called fraud in this country.
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting. And I'll tell you what, they are going to shore up. As long as they keep up this attitude. Look, they reelected Nancy Pelosi. I mean, they learned absolutely nothing from this election or the last one, and I don't think they're going to change. Look, we're kind of up on the time. Go ahead and tell people again how they can find your show, how they can find more about you, how they can buy your CD, because you're an author, a singer, a radio show host. My God,
I am.
I feel so small.
ZandraGift.com, the book, the CD, the show, you name it. It's there. But I'm in the company of another author, so check out Joe's book.
Thank you.
Why Don't You?
That's why I have him on, so somebody's going to plug my book because I keep forgetting to. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you, Xander. Always a pleasure to have you, too. Listen, when we come back, we're going to talk about the unemployment rate. It tumbled, I tell you, to 4.6, the lowest since August of 2007. But again, don't put the crack pipe away yet, because you're going to need it to figure this out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. And if you're on Facebook, you got to reset at the top of the hour. I don't know what to tell you. It's just the way life goes. We'll be right back.